Let's go to Paul from Gallup, New Mexico. Are you with us, Paul?
Yes, I am. I'm taking. Thank you for taking my call.
Good.
I have a question in Matthew 16 where it talks about binding on earth and binding mm-hmm. in heaven, loosening on earth and loosening in heaven. Now, in a layman's term, what does that mean? I mean, after the key was given to Peter, he was given that instruction. So how does that apply to applicable to us today?
It's applicable in two dimensions. There are moments where you do bind someone in confession. Father, I'm here in confession, and this is what I did. I'm not going to change. But I want to go to communion, my kid's first communion tomorrow, so I'm here in confession. Well, I can't give you absolution. You know, we have a power to bind, and I think that we think those words, binding and loosing, apply only to the clergy. And in the sacrament of penance, yes, they do apply only to the clergy, to the church, to this structure that Jesus created. However, in each of us, we do have a power to bind and to loose. To forgive simply means to let go. And somebody cuts us off in traffic, or a relative offends us, or a neighbor makes us angry, and we just hold on to that. We bind ourselves with that sin, and we try to bind them. Usually they don't even notice we're mad. And we stew over this, sometimes for years, and we're bound in that anger, and the command of God is, let it go. So they put something on your lawn they shouldn't have. Meh. Is it the end of the world? But it makes me crazy. It's not fair. They don't mind. You're not hurting them. The only person you're hurting by binding that sin is yourself. So I look at that passage, to loose and to bind, as the power of the keys of the confessional, that if a person refuses to let go of his sin, then we proclaim him bound in that sin. If I personally refuse to let go of some offense, I bind not the person who's offended me, but I bind myself. So that's kind of an odd perspective I have. But yeah, even in the sacramental sense, we let people know that they're bound in their sins. So I hope that helps a little. So, well, thanks for calling in. God bless.